Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. If you've been through a bad breakup, this one will make it seem like it wasn't bad.
Oh boy. Okay. And I've got a story that is just not very moving.
If that's what I think it is.
I tripped up on my words.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Pennsylvania.
Howdy, Yins. How Yins doing over there?
There it is. I've never understood Yins, but now that you said it that way, now I get it.
How Yins doing?
It's, mm-hmm. It's their y'all.
Yeah.
Is it spelled? How do you spell Yins?
Y-I-N-I-N-S? Yeah, S or a Z. I don't know if it's an S or a Z.
Or is there an apostrophe? Y-I-N.
I don't know if they do much spelling up there.
They don't do a lot of spelling up there in Amish country.
Is this like an Amish thing, or is this just a Pennsylvania thing?
No, it's like a Pennsylvania, yeah. Okay. I mean, well, but even Penn State, they're like, Penn's good enough. We're not going to have to spell the whole thing. We don't even know it.
Try spelling there. Pennsylvania. Anyway, we're out of time.
Yeah.
My story is
Well, this was in western Pennsylvania. There was some crazy traffic on their interstate. They were at a standstill. I mean, cars and cars and cars piled up because a cow just suddenly appeared on the median. Okay?
Okay.
So, then they're calling, you know, the traffic police. They're calling, I don't know what those people are called, the highway patrol. They're finding all the farmers nearby. They're calling around like, hey,
anybody
is this
down
your
a cow?
Cow? No one claimed the cow.
Oh, that makes me so sad.
I know. A local farrier who works with horses heard about this and was like, I could probably help them out. So he decided to ride his horse, who is ironically named Highway. And he rode the horse onto the highway and lassoed that cow and got him into a trailer, but then they still didn't know who this cow belonged to.
Aww.
But one local farmer said, fine, I'll take him.
Culver's.
Yeah.
That's who that cow belongs to.
How dare you?
Let's go. Let's have a burger.
Yeah, they've stopped traffic for a utterly long time.
Not a moose.
Cowabunga.
Oh, yes. I've never been more proud of you.
My story is out of Ohio.
Boo.
The Ohio. There is a woman who got in an argument with her boyfriend. In fact, she left the house angry. Then, I don't know if he changed the locks, but she had to break back into the house. He was laying down at the time, and she grabbed something sharp.
Oh my God.
I don't like where this is going.
And cut.
No.
His berries.
No. Just like sliced them or poked them or off?
She, she got one of the berries out.
No.
Oh! Yep. Yeah. I don't know what she used, but I'm just going to presume it was a saw.
Was he asleep and he didn't fight back? Like, what are we doing? Also,
she's accurate.
Sorry,
she's
a woman,
super accurate.
I have no intention of ever seeing those berries out of their holder.
Satchel?
Yeah, if you will.
Their bag.
Erin looks like she's got a vomit.
She did get up,
but it's too late. I mean, if you're quick with the berry cut. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's been charged with.
Okay. So which one of the two of them lost their marbles?
All of the above.
Kind of both.
Marble.
Those for all the stupid people we can find.
Kind of both. Kind of both.
For today. It's really on there.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.